In this bulletin, New South Wales opens its first mass COVID-19 vaccination hub. A challenge to the India travel ban being heard in the federal court. And Australian Sam Kerr wins the Golden Boot and the Women's English Premier League with Chelsea. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dynett. Sydney's first mass vaccination hub has opened at Olympic Park in Homebush. Operating 6 days a week, the hub has the capacity to administer 30,000 COVID-19 jabs per week. But for the first fortnight of its operation, only people in categories 1A and 1B will be able to get vaccinated there. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says those aged over 50 will be able to attend from the 24th of May.
If you're over 50, please contact your GP, because from next Monday you'll be able to get your AstraZeneca vaccine if you're over 50. And then from the New South Wales hub, you'll be able to get it from the 24th of May. But you can register from this Wednesday. If you don't have a GP or don't have access to a GP or you find it difficult getting to your GP, you can book with us from the 12th of May, this Wednesday, and get your jab from the 24th of May. So you'll be told when it's your turn and you'll be able to come and get the jab.
From 5 p.m. today, anyone aged between 40 and 50 and eligible for the Pfizer jab can register their interest through the New South Wales Government website. The opening of the facility also comes as Sydney's COVID restrictions have been extended for another 7 days, while health authorities continue to investigate how a man from the city's east contracted the virus. And New South Wales has recorded 0 locally acquired cases in the past 24 hours. A challenge to the India travel ban is being heard by the federal court. Professor of International Law at the Australian National University, Don Rothwell, has told Channel 7's Sunrise program there's some prospect the court could come down with a fairly quick ruling in the next day or so.
This is a very novel case. We've never seen any type of proceeding like this before. The case has two prongs. One is to challenge the basis for the minister's determination under the Biosecurity Act, Section 477, and there's a number of criteria that the minister, Greg Hunt, needed to take into account there. And then the second prong of the argument is that there's an implied constitutional right of a citizen to be able to enter their country. That's an aspect that an Australian court has never really considered before. So we'll need to see how that works through the federal court, and perhaps it might make its way to the High Court.
It's believed 9,000 Australians are stranded in India. And India will recruit hundreds of former army medics to support its overwhelmed healthcare system as the daily death toll surpasses 4,000 people a day. The Australian not-for-profit sector is calling for emergency assistance. Aged care workers have rallied outside Parliament House in Canberra, calling for an improved funding package in Tuesday's budget. Advocates are concerned the federal government will again shortchange the sector, with speculation suggesting a 4-year, $10 billion funding package. Leaders in the sector say that's inadequate. Modelling by experts shows that at least $20 billion over 4 years is needed just for residential aged care. The European Union has announced it won't renew orders for the AstraZeneca vaccine beyond June of this year. The EU has pledged its support for the Pfizer vaccine by agreeing to a massive contract expansion for a potential 1.8 billion doses through to 2023. 2 weeks ago, the EU launched legal proceedings against AstraZeneca for failing to respect the terms of its contract with the 27-nation bloc. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has urged EU leaders to be more united in battling the coronavirus pandemic.
The pandemic has been traumatic for people in Europe and around the world. It will be a formative part of so many lives and of so many parts of society. And like all trauma, we need to find a way to talk about it if we want to move beyond it. And there is no better way to do that than by offering perspective, hope, and the ability to change things for the better.
In football, Australian Sam Kerr has completed a glorious Women's Super League campaign, scoring a goal that sealed her the Golden Boot in a 5-0 victory over Reading, which ensured Chelsea retained their title as English champions. The Matildas captain volleyed home her 21st goal of the season in the 71st minute to ensure she won the prized accolade as the league's top scorer. The Golden Boot Award is her sixth in 5 years in three different countries.
Yeah, coming over from America, not going to lie, this feels pretty good. Yeah, it is special. I think it was always a dream of mine to come play in Europe and to continue to score and be a part of this amazing team. This is my job to help us win titles, so I'm pumped.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth mostly sunny and 25 degrees. Showers easing and a windy day in Adelaide, 19. Some showers developing in Melbourne, 16. Hobart showers with wind easing, a top of 17 degrees. Showers increasing in Canberra, 18. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sunny in Sydney, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane, much the same, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.